When disaster strikes, hope is in short supply. I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. As teams spread out to assess and address the damage left over by Hurricane Irma, believers are bringing hope in the form of physical aid and in a message, too. Plus, how many more years do you think total Bible translation will take? Well, you might be surprised. That breakthrough story in just a few moments. But we'll start today with a look at Hurricane Irma, the first Category 5 storm to make landfall in Cuba in over 80 years. The Cuban civil defense waited basically till the 11th hour to declare an alarm phase. Towering waves as high as 30 feet surged into Havana, Cuba's capital, and devastated the north coast last Friday. 10 people were killed, and over 4,000 homes in the capital city alone were damaged. Rosa Contreras-Hart with Christian Aid Mission says they're already working with an indigenous ministry partner in Cuba to mobilize relief efforts.
They would like to provide emergency aid to victims of the Hurricane Irma, such as water, cooking oil, rice, non-perishable food, and biblical pamphlets. In the weeks to come, the ministry also plans to deliver mattresses, wood for reconstructing houses, and roof tiles.
As they support the church's outreach efforts in Cuba, would you walk alongside them in prayer and giving?
We ask your prayers for missionaries and people affected by this terrible disaster, and that God will use this event so that we can reach many with the hope of salvation in Jesus Christ. Readers and listeners can support these vital relief efforts by making financial contributions to Christian Aid Mission.
Links to get involved can be found at missionnews.org. Next, the number of Christians in Pakistan have been growing after FMI pastor Vazir essentially put his church's VBS program on wheels. FMI's Bruce Allen says
he ran 55 different VBS programs across the city of Lahore and outlying areas this summer over the course of the 3 months of the summer. 7,000 people attended those VBS programs, and nearly 2,800 people placed their faith in Jesus Christ as a result.
That's more people who came to faith than what FMI recorded last year in Bangladesh, Indonesia, and Pakistan combined.
In developing this ministry team that has fanned out in the Punjab province, what they wanted to do was identify places where there were a ton of children and youth without a VBS program, but that at least had Christians living in the community who would be there on site for follow-up. Because, you know, that's the discipleship process is important, just like the evangelism process is important.
Would you pray for these Christians doing discipleship? Pray that Christ's love would shine through and that they would know how to guide these kids. And finally, the reality for thousands of years has been this. Bible translation is an ongoing work in progress. But what if that changed? And what if you could help make it happen? Bob Creason, president of Wycliffe USA, says they're joining several translation agencies to consolidate translation projects. The goal is to bring the church together to support one cause, completion of the Bible in every language.
Illuminations was designed to give people an opportunity to see what's going on in the Bible translation world, which, number one, what they would see is all these Bible translation organizations working in partnership. And secondly, what the resource needs would be, the financial needs, and invite them to participate in something that really is historic.
By 2025, these organizations plan to have every final project started. And by 2033, they want to see them completed.
This is something that's happening in our lifetime. It's not something that's way down the road like many of us might imagine.
With over 1,600 languages to begin, it's an audacious goal and one that requires teamwork. But it's so worth it.
And the goal really isn't just to produce a recording or some written materials. The goal is transformation because the scriptures do transform lives.
For details on Illuminations, go to missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. And you might wonder how radio impacts people around the world with the hope of Christ. Well, this month, Transworld Radio is offering a free booklet called Stories of Hope that lets you glimpse inside transformed lives and take encouragement from God's fingerprints. Get yours free when you click on the banner at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.